Welcome. Today, we're discussing an interesting piece about cooking fish to the perfect temperature, especially in a restaurant setting.
Sounds delicious. I'm always curious about how restaurants manage to get fish just right. What's the big secret?
Well, it's all about resting and anticipating the carryover cooking. It's not just about hitting a specific temperature while the fish is on the heat source.
Resting, like you would a steak? I never really thought about that with fish.
Exactly. This content walks us through several types of fish: halibut, salmon, cod, turbot, John Dory, and mackerel, and the ideal approach for each. Take halibut, for example. It has a delicate, dense structure, and the key is achieving a beautiful golden crust without overcooking the inside.
I've definitely had dry, overcooked halibut before. How do you prevent that?
A hot pan or plancha is key. Quick searing on both sides and then letting it rest. The internal temperature will continue to rise even after you take it off the heat. Aim for around 41 degrees Celsius after resting. A similar principle applies to salmon. Sear it skin side down first. Apparently, Gordon Ramsay's 90-10 rule is a good guideline here. 90% of the cooking on one side, 10% on the other. And again, resting is crucial.
What about cod? That's a favorite of mine.
Cod is a heartier fish that can handle more heat. You still want a nice crust, but you can develop that flavor more aggressively. Aim for around 52 degrees Celsius after resting.
Fascinating. So each fish has its own sweet spot, so to speak.
Precisely. And the presenter makes a great point about treating each fish as its own species, not a one-size-fits-all approach, like turbot. They recommend searing it quickly and letting it rest, similar to halibut, but aiming for a higher final temperature, around 55 to 56 degrees Celsius. Then there's John Dory, ideally cooked on the bone. It needs to reach a higher temperature, above 62 degrees, to ensure it flakes off the bone properly.
On the bone, eh? That sounds amazing. I'd love to try that.
You absolutely should. It's apparently a game changer for flavor and texture. And finally, mackerel. A blowtorch is apparently the perfect tool for mackerel, crisping up the skin while keeping the flesh delicate and translucent. Aim for around 40 degrees Celsius.
A blowtorch? That's intense. But also pretty cool. It sounds like there's a real art to cooking fish properly.
Absolutely. It's not just about following a recipe, but understanding the nuances of each type of fish and how it responds to heat. This content really emphasizes the importance of resting, anticipating carryover cooking, and treating each fish differently. And a good probe thermometer is your best friend. Forget those chefs who say real chefs don't use probes. Real chefs serve perfectly cooked fish every time.
Totally agree. Consistency is key. Thanks for sharing these insights. I'm feeling inspired to up my fish game.
Anytime. And that's all the time we have for today. Until next time, happy cooking, everyone.
Goodbye.